coming to you from the Radio for One studios in Franklin, Michigan. Welcome to the Detroit Cast.
Big fan.
Big fan.
A show not just free of charge, but free of FCC regulation.
Thank you for your support of the Detroit Cast.
Oh, there it is.
And without further delay, it's showtime. Please welcome the Detroit Cast. Here are your hosts, Mike and Jay.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Detroit Cast. Mike and Jay. Big E is here. Shalom, young E. King, how are you?
I'm glad to be with you, Mike.
Yeah?
Closing out another week.
Yes. Let's close out strong today.
Let's do that, gentlemen.
Yeah. I think we're capable of that. I know.
Fire up, E.
Fire up.
Are you in a stew, E?
No.
He's been something's going on this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm almost positive he got another job offer from Mojo. It's the only thing that makes sense. Either that or his mom is... Hi, Mrs. Fady. Good morning.
Hi, Mrs. Fady.
Or his mom's all over him for some reason. One of those two things is happening right now. But I know he's got a lot going on. I mean, he's got his... he almost got that... He almost landed that pilot or the show. The
Detroiters.
Yeah. As a featured member or extra.
Or extra.
Yeah,
extra. Back extra. I forget how it was termed.
Yeah, off-camera extra, I think they called it.
But now he's got, what, Survivor auditions tonight, righty?
Fired up for your Survivor auditions, E?
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, E, if they're looking for quirky, you got as good a chance as anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
He would make good TV. Like, I was thinking when I first heard auditions for Survivor, I was thinking Bachelor, and it was like, oh, E will just look so out of place.
Well, we sent him to one of those.
Yeah.
And he, in fact, did look out of place.
Yeah. And they didn't even consider him. I don't think he got a callback for that. They're just not, they don't tend to look for sneech like features.
Right.
For well, that show,
at the time, at the time, it had you fill in your income. I don't think technically I was making anything. I don't think I had a job.
I remember
at
you,
any level.
You told them though you were a stand-up comic, and they put you on the spot.
I did do
and
it.
Said, "Hey,
yes.
Tell us some jokes."
I did tell them a joke.
Do you remember which joke you told them?
Yeah, the one about
it's the one he tells all the time, every time hosting at the TGI.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh, he's stewing.
Oh,
he is.
You've got him.
I'm not gonna like. I'm absolutely not.
I have
gonna
no
buy
problem with that. You.
So
all right.
Ridiculous.
He's poking the bear. All right. You're fine. If you think that's your best material,
I'm sitting there in a bachelor audition, not an open mic. Like,
which one did you go with? Chicago Hooker host?
Hosting.
Was it a hit? Did it go over well?
Dude, that was 3 years ago, too. By the way.
Yeah.
So now, if you were to sit down, I'd go Grand Rapids Hooker, honestly.
Yeah, if they gave you that much time, dude. But when you get to the point of walking through Target with a shopping cart and a hooker and a big screen, the payoff is so worth it if they give you those few minutes that you need to get up to it.
I would have
that
amount of time.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Well, think it through because you may be, feet to the fire tonight at your audition.
Could you imagine E on Survivor?
Yeah, actually.
Could you?
Sitting there with that paradise behind him, just sitting on a rock or something, like being interviewed.
I could probably actually
like,
have
dude,
a
I don't know.
Of winning.
It seems
winning,
like everybody's planning shit behind my back. I don't know, dude.
I think I would get far because I think that there would be a lot of people that would just assume they could beat me.
Yeah, so they'd grab the feeble-minded one. Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it goes, though.
No. You're wrong, E, because it's usually like the little Asian woman who doesn't say a word.
She's not a threat.
You assume you can beat her.
She's a number. She's in your pocket.
Yeah. You can count on her to be on your team. She's going to pick up wood when needed for the fire. She's going to gather leaves.
The guy who's using her as the number becomes the dick publicly to everybody, and that little nice Asian lady just floats to the end. And when presented with the choice, you go with the little nice Asian lady. So
right.
You're going to offend people. You are the feeble-minded one that will be grabbed and put in somebody's pocket as a number, but
he's just so loud. He's loud. The Asian lady stays out of the way. She's kind of in the dark. She just does her part. She doesn't finish first. She doesn't finish last. She's not dragging the team down. She's not lifting the team up. She's just there like a shadow.
Opposite.
No, to be fair, I didn't even want to do that. I mean, I might do it just because why not? But to be fair, I don't even want to be on Survivor.
Jesus,
really.
It's $1 million.
Yeah, you don't want $1 million?
Fame and fortune.
You're going on the tour now, you and Probst touring the nation, giving interviews about your unbelievable season.
Probst is what, 34 episodes in or seasons in? It's incredible, man, how long that's been going.
Yeah.
Manny still watches it a lot. And
I was going to ask, who watches that still?
I don't know. I'm always surprised when he's like, well, another season's starting. I'm like, God, man, because it's pretty much the same damn formula. I'll tune in every now and then.
Yeah.
And they've tweaked like the immunity a little bit, the idols, they hide idols, and now they've got certain rules on when they can be used or whatever. But You know, and they've also tried to tweak the contestants, like have family members with each other and shit.
Yeah.
But it really is at bottom the same fucking show. Yeah. Over and over and over.
I mean, what is it? Is it just a bunch of backstabbing still? And like,
I think people are compelled by the various personalities in the backstabbing.
Yeah.
But dude, Probst, you mentioned that guy, he says the same phrasing in season 33 as he did in one.
He makes a fortune to do that. A fortune. I mean, it's unbelievable when you think of those network shows. Like, what does he make? Did you look it up there, E? What is it? His net worth is $40 million.
Fuck.
Like, we throw those numbers around all the time. Oh, yeah, $12 million a year to blah, blah, blah. $40 million is a boatload of money. That's lifetimes of money for people, most people.
And he's really the identity of the show. I suppose you could switch him out. It would have a different feel.
Dude, honestly, is he necessary, though?
No,
Jeff Probst necessary? The thing
about it, he doesn't, like, ad-lib anything. He doesn't add anything, like, on the fly. He could absolutely be replaced. It would just be a different feel, having a different voice and dude standing there going, "Survivor's ready!"
Yeah. I think when I think of judges or hosts of shows, to me, they have to be vanilla and, like, conflict free. You don't bring anything that's not brought by any number of vanilla people.
Well, it depends on the show. I mean, compare American Idol to what you just said.
Right. Well, there's one judge on American Idol who I thought was irreplaceable through the entire series. One, and everybody would agree, Simon Cowell.
Sorry.
Simon Cowell is the only one I can think of. Like, think of any other judge even. And judges have an actual role.
Yeah, but those shows, The Voice more so than American Idol, they are based on the personality and the celebrity of the judge. Whereas Probst is just a guy, man.
Yeah.
He fell into this. God bless him, man. He started from the beginning. He's a great gig.
Yeah.
But, dude, he doesn't, like, change. He does the same damn thing. He wears the same damn clothes.
Yeah. What's he supposed to do? Come in with, like, a urban accent one year? I mean, like, what?
No, but that's my point. Is just, it's formulaic. It's just over and over. They just keep churning the thing out.
Yeah.
And obviously, they've resolved early on, like, Probst, don't do a thing different.
Yeah.
Just do exactly what you did last time.
Remember when you pulled your dick out and it got all over the net like 10 years ago?
Right.
Try to avoid
Apparently
that.
A huge hog, too.
Yeah, he was very, very proud of it. It was one of those where he's like standing like this, you know. And,
yeah, hands on hips.
Hands on hips, and his dong is just straight down.
Yeah.
So it's hanging there. Yeah. So it's not like...
You think he did the double hand, alternating double hand lotion?
Maybe. Because he's not a big dude. So it's like, you know, if he's some big, giant, hulking guy, and it's like, well, of course he's got a giant dong. But I think he wanted that out there to show people, like, you know, us little guys can come to play, too.
Ah, no way.
Yeah.
That's for real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That son of a bitch.
See? And so he was definitely proud of that.
Look at him, man, just standing there.
With his watch. He's got nothing on but a watch.
What? That is bizarre, just that pose.
Isn't it? Like, that's you're posing for that picture, right? That's not caught off guard.
No.
That's not like half a towel on with a surprised look on your face. It's not hands on hips. It's hands at your side, smiling for the camera, straight on dong shot.
It's almost like a passport photo situation. Like, Jeff, just look at the camera. Just, you know, no smile. Just stand there and... And they pan down, and there he is. Yeah, it's
there. He could absolutely crop this picture. You know, when they make you send passport. It in for your passport, he could use that picture. He could.
Why should they tell you not to smile on your passport?
He's not, is he? Yeah,
he's smiling. He's proud. Look at that dong.
All I see is dong.
Is he clipped? Can you get in there and see if he's clipped or not?
Why wouldn't he be clipped?
Well, I don't know. It looked.
I can't tell if this is a real one of him or not.
Good old American boy, isn't he?
Because then there's also
this
one.
Oh, no.
And I can't tell if that's like somebody.
See, that's interesting, dude. He didn't grow much from flaccid to hard.
Is that hard or is he just lifting? Are we just lifting now?
I don't know.
Why are we staring at Probst's dong? But if you
point
could...
Point is, the guy's got quite a gig.
Yeah, and quite a rig. If we could just knock that off, Jeff, let's put this behind us and then carry on. $4 million a year to film. I don't know how often they film, but to go to some exotic location and
maybe
stay
two,
in a five-star?
Two seasons a year, or two seasons every 15 months, something like that.
Yeah, they might even do three seasons a year.
I don't think
they're
so.
They're 33 or 34 in, dude. That's incredible.
Wow.
This was last time's Last season.
Yeah, what are the ratings? It must not be terribly expensive to film.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right. For sure. I mean
$7 million-ish pretty regularly.
This was the poster child of reality TV for that very thing. It's just, it's not expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd be more interested to see what their ratings have done from season one.
Season one was insane.
Right, but
that
if it's
took
just
the world by
but
storm.
But still, 7
man.
Million people.
Jervis.
Jervis,
remember,
my man.
Remember when they fucked up or they dicked with the website such that Jervis was the only remaining winner when there was still like five people left?
Oh, yeah,
there?
They had X's at the time.
Oh, my God, Jervis won it.
Yeah.
So everybody was dying to know who was going to win this thing.
Was that the first year? Was that the gay guy?
Yes.
Richard Hatch.
Yep. Dick Hatch won it.
Who was an asshole. Wasn't that his gig? He was a dickhead?
He's a total dick, but he was the only one who recognized the idea of having an alliance. Like, it didn't occur to anyone else.
Well, that's the cool thing about when these shows start. You don't really have an outline of how this is supposed to go.
Remember Rudy, the old Marine?
Oh,
who didn't like the gays?
Yes.
But Richard's all right.
Richard's all right when he came around to Richard. Yeah. Well, Richard would like, he was outwardly gay, obnoxious, loud, and he walked around nude constantly.
Right. He was a nudist.
That was his whole thing. He was a nudist, a fat nudist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun show, but I lost interest early in that one. Like, I hung on to Idol for a few years. I remember it being a big topic still, Survivor, and just being like, oh, whatever. I can't get excited about talking about this show.
I was the same way because it was so formulaic. You realized after 2-3 seasons, like, okay, I get it. And plus, after the second season, which was Australia, which was awesome, that's when Scoopin's hands basically melted off.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Murdered the pig.
He fell into the fire, and that's brutal.
Air lifted out.
Filarski's hair was falling out.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Yeah.
But then they started giving them food.
Oh, her hair falling out. That's right.
Because they were starving them. They were just like, good luck. Here's your camp.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
here's a knife. Find a pig and murder it.
Yeah. They had no food. And then they started giving them shit after that. And it was like, okay, this is too comfortable.
Yeah.
Now it's just a soap opera.
Yep. Get them arguing. Get them bitching.
But I'd love to see E! In the midst.
Wasn't it a big season too when the guy, wasn't that Survivor where the one guy said his grandma died?
Yeah.
I can't remember, that was Johnny. Yeah. He had some weird name.
Yeah, Johnny Two-Face or something.
He called himself
something stupid. Yeah, he had 15 minutes of fame there. Kind of a good move.
Yeah. He got his face busted up too by Danny Bonaducci. Remember that?
Yes.
When he jumped into Bonaducci's arms on stage somewhere and Bonaducci just went, wham!
Yeah.
Face first and planted him into the
air. I do remember that. That was awesome.
I remember those reality people. There was a... On Sunset Strip, there was a bar on Sunset Strip, Red Rocks or something, where they would all meet. Like Monday, you could go into this bar on like a random Monday night, and there'd be Johnny whatever, and this guy from this reality show, and this guy from The Bachelor. Yeah,
There was a time in the 90s where you could sort of get your arms around the universe of reality stars, and now it's just like, dude, there's thousands.
Countless, yeah. Well, you think of the 1,000 cable TV stations. I mean, even like the Home Shopping Network has a reality show.
Yeah.
They all do. So, yeah, there's just too many of them to count now. But, God, how fucking hilarious would that be to see E? Because he would drink his piss for sure. He would go to his Staples.
Just be yourself, E. You have as good a chance as anybody. If they're looking for a quirk, he looks sideways at his computer.
He's either trying to get a good, tough look at Probst's cock still, or I don't know what he's
trying to find out.
Into the mic.
God damn you.
I'm trying to find the ratings for Survivor Season 1, and I don't know. I'm not having that.
I would probably Google Survivor ratings Season 1.
Would you?
Yeah. That's where I'd start.
Okay.
The Google machine.
Nielsen ratings, Survivor Season 1.
Good to know.
Something like that, maybe.
Thank you.
Probably.
Boy, these things are just buried. Boy, I'm sure those numbers are nowhere on the internet.
Yeah, that's something they want to keep secret.
Yeah.
You know,
they wouldn't be proud of that at all.
No.
The fact that it was probably the highest rating.
An 80 share or something.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Starts doing. That's great.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good way to end the week. Great.
Perfect, E.
All of us in a fight. Great. Wonderful. Okay. It's just we need E. Here you are getting on the heels of making it to the ranks of Survivor, and you're going to fucking go into a full-fledged stew.
Once I make it on Survivor, I won't need this show anymore.
So come on, Big E. Is that all you got?
Take off, and I'll be honestly too big for this. So.
Speaking of getting too big for this, how was the show last night? Did you do anything? I thought you were at Ridley's last night.
No, that's next Wednesday.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Ooh. It's actually even better because then I can point out that next Wednesday I'll be
it's called a Sigui. Take advantage.
Right.
Unless you make the Survivor cut, and then you're going to have to cancel on Ridley.
No, not yet, I don't think. No, I'll be at Ridley's next Wednesday. It's actually a contest, Detroit to L.A. contest. So, you know, I don't have to be funny at all. If enough people show up and vote blindly for me, I could go up there and jerk off. And
so
I'd
that's
win.
The deal. Like, one guy moves on who gets the most, like, audience support.
Yes.
And then another guy moves on yes. based on merit from a judge.
Yes, there is a judge vote move on, too. So, I wasn't ready to do this, so I don't have the number. But I will say they said there's actually been really good turnout for these things because the problem is a lot of comics all be like, things like this, comics will all push harder to have people show up to.
Sure.
So they did say that spots are actually filling up. Apparently it's going to be a pretty decent crowd. So if you're going to go, make a reservation. I know I don't have the number right now. I could look it up in a second.
That's all right. Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak. You can find it. Everyone knows how to work a Google machine.
The number's on the website, too.
Almost so. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, lots of other stuff going on. I was active on Twitter last night.
Oh, no, another war. I saw that bird.
That
was an extremely inspiring story, man.
I thought so. It was one of those, you know where my computer is?
I do.
Where I sit upstairs in what would be a traditional dining room, I suppose. I don't use it as a dining room, but it's got that window there.
Yep.
And so I'm sitting there just like going through the news and wham! I mean, full force, boom. And I'm like, oh, I don't even want to look down there. Because there's something blocking my view to the ground. So I'd have to get up and look. And then you see wing flopping. And all I saw last minute, it was not a dove, but it was almost a full white bird.
It's a tufted titmouse?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know what it was. I'm not sure. But it was mostly white bird and just whoa, bam, hair first, slammed into the window.
Did he leave a plume mark? Because I've had that happen.
I have had that
happen. Where a bird hits your window and you can see the side of his face.
Yeah.
Like the beak, sort of like a greasy beak mark and a face. It's awesome.
Dude, that must be so shocking to a bird system.
Think about like running as fast as you
can. Like full speed.
Yeah, full speed. And into an invisible wall.
And it's going to happen to almost all of them. I mean, they're just soaring through the life. They're just careening down mountains.
Great ability.
They're unbelievable. And then just out of nowhere, all of a sudden, someone just puts up a full clear wall at their face. And there's no time to react.
It's
You're
unfair.
Just like, boom.
And you have two choices. I mean, you lay there and you stew.
Yeah.
And you give in or dust yourself off. You fix your part.
Yeah.
You fly away.
Well, this guy, I was like, I don't want to look down. And so I'm looking to the right and like, oh man, this is going to be bad. And all of a sudden, like a helicopter lifted off the ground, straight up out of the air, he starts flying. And then I notice he's shitting everywhere. He's just shitting his pants like crazy as he starts to fly off a little bit sideways. And then he kind of levels out and then a little more sideways, shitting the whole time. And then he made it off, and last I knew, he went off. And I don't know how that story ends, but...
And this is basically a magician's dove, a white dove.
That's what I'm saying, though. It wasn't a dove. It looked like a shit bird, but it was white. Maybe an albino. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of a white bird other than a dove. Yeah.
I didn't bring race into my post. I didn't want to say, like, oh, yeah, the white bird was able to survive.
You had enough, you would have.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it a race. I knew if I went to the white bird, it would be like, oh, of course it's a white bird you're talking about and proud of. So I didn't even mention it on Twitter. Twitter is, it's becoming my new favorite sport to take whatever topic there is. And I see someone make some ridiculous comment trying to like show a partisan side to something.
Heroic in some way.
Yeah, and then just kind of just poke them just a little bit. Poke. And see what their reaction is.
You're becoming a legit troll. That means
sort of, but I get frustrated when people like take something and then start running with it, like they've come up with like we were talking about. Oh, this is the one that's going to stop Twitter. I've got the tweet that's going to end the argument when it's about abortion or gun control or
We're going to solve those in 140 characters.
Exactly.
No problem.
Exactly. And so there was this guy last night. What did he say? He said something about...
It's just snarky shit, man. That's all you can say in 140.
Yeah, yeah. He said something like... he responded to my tweet. I did not poke him. He poked something I'd written and said something like, don't you think it's a good idea to give mentally disabled people access to guns? So he missed what he was trying to say, and he made it sound like, what, don't you think it's a great idea to give anyone who's a fucking mental case access to a gun? And so I just kind of wrote back at him like, boy, you know, actually, no, I don't think it's a great idea to just give unfettered access to people like that. I said, are you one of those people? Are you trying to get me to get you a gun? I'm on to you, sir. You know, clearly just being a dick, you know. Yeah. And he wrote back like, I do not agree with that. Of course you do. What are you, Tea Party? I was like, Tea Party? Like, it just gets to such a level. And it's like, I was like, sir, I believe his name was Taylor. I said, Taylor, I'm going to need you to calm down. You're on Twitter, not the Senate floor. Yeah. Relax. Or did you find it there, E?
Kind
of. Let me see it.
I think this is...
It's not just Taylor. It's at Taylor Progressive or some shit.
Is that
right?
Part? That's it, right? That's
yes. Okay. Okay, E found it. So people are like talking about yesterday with the shooter going after Republican members of Congress. And so people were like, oh, yeah, well, what about the Gabby Gifford?
Yeah.
And they're trying to paint this like it happens on both sides. And people are like, what was that guy's name that went after Gabby Gifford? Like, huh, got him. And that discussion right there. What was he, Tea Party? They were like, Tea Party? And I'm like, no, his name was Jared Loughner. He was not Tea Party. He was a fucking, he had two mental exams done, paranoid schizophrenic. Everyone in his life said he was totally unaffiliated with politics. He was a fucking nut job. That was my post. Like, don't try to make this a politics thing.
Well, that circumstance involved Palin, though, having put like a target, superimposed a target over certain congressional districts just prior to that in her ads. And Gabby Giffords was one of them. And so they immediately, and then somebody shot her because of that.
Yeah. And they tried to say it was this Loughner guy or whatever, which, you know, whatever. Yeah. It just seems like a cheap argument and not worth it, you know, to make. So anyway, this guy writes back, okay, well, what about making it easier for mentally ill people to get guns? And I was like, why would we want to make it easier for them to get guns? Are you one of them trying to trick me into getting you a gun? I'm on to you. He went,
it's got to be infuriating.
No, I'm not.
That's not what I meant.
No.
That's not what I meant. Fuck.
And I'm clearly like making a joke. I'm on to you, sir. You trying to trick me into buying you a gun? And he writes, the people in power did that. This is not funny in any way. I don't need or want a gun. Most of the world, NRA tells us different.
Oh, God.
It's like, relax, Taylor. You're on Twitter, not the Senate floor. Glad you don't want a gun anyways. You sound a tad unstable.
Oh.
So at this point, yeah, am I poking the bear a little bit?
A little bit.
Pretty enjoyed that.
He's like, tad unstable? Said the guy defending Tea Party and giving more gun rights to mentally ill, apparently? God bless. I wish you well. I was like, defending Tea Party, give more guns to unstable people. Oh, so you're an insane person too. Yeah, definitely don't get a gun, Taylor. And then that's where he ended and went, and like went off the deep.
It's not what I meant.
These humongous leaps people make. Humgorous leaps. Like, defending the Tea Party. It's like, I've never even mentioned the Tea Party. I don't care for the Tea Party. Like, whatever.
Oh, it's so divided.
It's so funny, though, like how fast people jump to this like insane place. Mm. And it's like, clearly I'm making a little lighthearted joke. Like, whatever, dude. It's Twitter. Relax. Relax, everybody. But that's what we're doing now, as we've got this little chicken hawk.
Boy, he is, huh? Oh, just a little wee wisp of a man, it turns out.
Oh, just one of these guys that just wanted to be heard.
Was he 5'5", just a fire hydrant?
Well, they say 5'6".
Well, you know, when you list him as 5'6", he's 5'4", at best.
Yeah, and you
they
see
put him
in
5'6", in the program.
Yeah, exactly, on his license, you know. But, you know, seeing him in pictures, he's just...
Yeah.
Just a squatty little fire hydrant.
Yeah. That bulbous nose.
Oh, that nose, that face, that head.
Bulldog.
And it sounds like he's just gone through life just looking for a fight. Just, you know, people around, like, there's this bar he would hang out at in Washington, and he would just saddle up to the bar and creep the fuck out of the women. Like the women, they were just like, ugh, what's with the fire hydrant over here? Like making creepy comments and talk to the bartenders. And one of the bartenders was quoted as saying like, yeah, nice enough guy. He would come in, order a Budweiser. I was like, of course he would. And he would sit down and talk to us about the weather and about craft beers. And I'm like, oh, you poor bartenders.
As he's drinking a Budweiser?
Yeah. Sits down, he'd have one or two Buds. And that was because he was homeless and broke. I mean, that's all he could afford probably.
Oh, gotcha.
Was he living out of his van, did I read?
Yeah. But he had a wife back home. Like, think about that, Jay. Like, you're married. You know what it's like to be married.
I am, and I do.
And have kids. And imagine if one day you went to Gab and went, I'm gonna head down to Virginia for a while and,
take the van.
See what I can do about this Trump thing. I mean, someone's got to put an end to this. And then, like, leave. And just go live in a van.
Down by the river?
Yeah. And just, like, some shit white van, one of those with, like, curtains. And, like, hang out there and, like, go to the Y because you can get in for free and
shower.
Does it
have a wizard airbrushed on the side of it?
Maybe.
A dragon?
Perhaps. Or some clouds. Yeah. Some desert landscape. We've seen the desert landscape one. That was really popular for a while. He's the one. Thank God. And you brought this. You made a great point yesterday. Thank God he was a liberal progressive. Otherwise, this could have been a real tragedy. I mean, the fact that he didn't even know how to hold a gun, basically.
Apparently, man. Did you hear the video of there's a guy walking the dog, and by the time he gets his camera going, presumably there's already been several shots fired.
Yeah.
But I was amazed at how many shots were actually fired. I heard early witness reports, probably 50 shots, and I'm thinking, bullshit. You know, that was a traumatic event. You're thinking it was 50. Yeah. Probably more like 15.
I heard Rand Paul say that, 60 to 100, yeah, maybe more. Like, and I was like,
okay, Rand. All right. But, dude.
It was a lot.
It was a ton.
Yeah.
And the fact that the guy didn't kill anybody?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
You got sitting ducks in a dugout.
Dude.
You hit one guy in the hip and then graze another couple?
Like, think about that. We've both shot assault rifles.
Yes, we have, Mike.
And quite successfully, I will say. They're not that hard. Like, if you're sitting there and you take a moment to, like, line it up, it's not that hard. I mean, you're not going to bullseye it, maybe, but you're going to get pretty damn close to what you want to hit. It's not that tricky. And so when he comes up to the fence line, and the guy at third base, another congressman, I can't remember which one, is 20 feet from him. Dude, that's like nothing.
Yeah.
That's nothing with an assault rifle. And the congressman is at second base. He was fielding, by the way. He was not taking a lead off second or anything like that. And why would you take a lead off second anyways? I mean, who's going to want to test Cotton's arm at catcher? You know what I mean? Senator Cotton with his arm, who's going to go from second to third? You just wouldn't.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. So he was playing second as a fielder and takes one in the hip. And this guy's just firing. But there are people everywhere. How he doesn't.
I know.
With an assault, dude, one shot to the chest or something, you're done.
Ugh.
And it sounds like he's still in critical, too. Airlifted that hospital. And but thank God this guy was just a shit shot. And I thank the liberal progressive group as a whole who are so anti-gun that, you know, this is what you get.
Otherwise, could have been some major carnage.
Yeah.
Dude, there would have been, even with a shitty shot, the guy would have just walked around and plugged people had those two cops not been involved.
One and a half cops.
Don't do this, Mike.
No, I'm kidding. They were absolute heroes here. What are they calling them? Shit. Not the county cops, but the whatever.
Whatever security detail was on site for.
They weren't even security. They were cops. They gave him. Yeah, they were. And
I say that meaning, like, you know, I'm not suggesting they're rent-a-cops like on Segways.
That sounded a bit like you were suggesting maybe they were just a security detail you'd find monitoring an ATM machine in a shady neighborhood. No, they were cops.
I understand. And they engaged in a firefight with this guy and took him down to Chinatown. I didn't realize yesterday that he had been killed. I don't know if his wounds, he actually succumbed later.
He did.
If he was alive when they took him off the scene or what.
It sounds like he died at the hospital. They always say that. Yeah, he was shot multiple times in the chest. And so, Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I am too, boy.
But yeah.
Does he know you're supposed to take body armor to shit like this? See, yeah. Again, thank God it was a progressive liberal.
Yeah. Doesn't know how to handle it.
Conservative would have known.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude, when I started hearing stories, you know, because a lot of this was evolving. Yesterday, this was literally breaking news as we started our show yesterday. So, but hearing the stories of him coming up to that fence line along the third baseline, and you can picture that field with 10-foot fencing all the way around it, and penning these people in with baseball bats and baseballs.
Yeah, I mean, the exits are kind of by the dugout. You kind of do that little cattle thing around it.
Yeah, zigzagging.
So that balls can't go whipping out of an opening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can imagine you're stuck, man. If you're inside you're that stuck. Field, you're stuck in a dugout or some exit through a dugout if there is one. I don't...
Yeah, there probably is sort of, but it's another cattle thing, and some of those lock and some of them don't. I think one of them was locked. So there's literally like one or two ways out, and that's common at those fields. You just don't see a lot of ways out. And so they're stuck. Thank God this is one of those fancier fields where they've got the sunken dugouts. Because if it wasn't a sunken dugout, they would have just been like lined up against a wall. Yeah. You know? You know,
at
even
some point he would have hit him.
Yeah.
I mean, he had enough ammo,
but he,
at some point,
yeah, at some point,
he walked right up to him and just put it in their chest,
pulled the trigger. At some point, even a liberal progressive could do that. Even Bernie Sanders could do that. So he's walking around and they can hear him. They can hear the shots getting louder as he's making his way to the backstop. And if you're on that first base dugout hiding,
you're terrifying.
You're screwed. And one of the senators says, at that point, I hear a really loud bang, bang, and I realize that it's the cops that are with Senator Scalise. And
the cavalry had come.
They're standing, you know, they've got their shoulders up against the cement that builds the dugout, and they're firing back at this son of a bitch. And this is our only chance right here. If you know, if these guys go down, we're finished. Or if they weren't here, we're finished. And so they were able to...
If that dude doesn't happen to be the whip in a leadership position,
yeah,
then those cops aren't there with him.
Because
not all congressmen just have security details following them around.
No, if Scalise had like done some light BP and skipped fielding and just said, I'm out, guys. I'm going to go back and shower up and get back to the work of people.
But thank God that's not Scalise. He wants to hone his game,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely. And so he was working on his side-to-side at second.
Yeah.
So he could, you know, dive left to right, whichever, depending on where the ball was hit. And so thank God he was taking some much-needed fielding practice because he could have easily been gone. There were plenty of guys that had left the field already.
Yeah.
And then it would have been – this would have been a totally different story. But, yeah, this seeing this little 5'6" turd.
Listed at 5'6". Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Listed at.
This it's infuriating to me, you know, when you see –
when small people do this shit. I know.
Yeah, yeah. No, just seeing like – like, look, dude, let's be honest. If I was going to be valedictorian of a class, it would have to be a class full of retards, right? It would like have to be a special class.
I was going
to
say we are speculating and engaging in conjecture at this point.
Bigly.
Everybody put on your...
Bigly.
Yeah, put on your, you know, go to La La Land right now.
Yeah.
And just imagine.
Like, and the point being, I appreciate you piling on there. I really do. The point is, I'm not that smart. I'm just not. I don't need the violins or anything, but I'm not terribly smart. My educational background is laughable, but even I, as slow Donnie situation as it is with me, even I can see that this is inevitable with what's going on in this country. This doesn't surprise me on any level
at all. Not at all. When I heard this, I'm like, oh wow, that awful, tragic, but not shock.
Yeah.
Not at all, man.
Like, the shows that this guy was watching, and I don't say that we, you know, First Amendment, we need to stop people from talking about what they want or whatever. But, you know, when someone's got a strict diet of Rachel Maddow every night and John Oliver and Bill Maher and The Daily Show, like, you
it's the
are
same for
consuming,
the other side too, though. You know, there's people.
Well,
who
there's
only,
not that many shows out there. That
dude,
are,
there's a ton of right wing shows. Are you kidding me? That are way, way right.
Yeah.
And people do the same thing. They stew in this shit all day long.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yep. But there's a huge difference in what's going on the left right now. You can't deny that. This whole resist, and it's maybe in fairness, this exact thing would be going on if Hillary had won and the right felt like This was taken from us. This is America, and we're going to resist. Maybe that's fair. But we're seeing it from this left side right now where we're nobody – it fucking infuriates me because I'm not a Republican, dude. I know I sound like a Republican talking about this stuff because I feel like I'm always bitching about all the petty little dumb shit the left is doing lately. I don't care about abortion or religion or gays. Like, dude, I love gays and whatever. I'm fully supportive, always have been. Like, very few things do I align like hardcore right on. I conservatively lean for, you know, big government and all that shit. But other than that, I'm really more left than most would think. And but seeing the way this is unfolding and the behaviors on college campuses and the destruction and the shutting down of conservative speakers and not getting that much pushback, seeing cops being told to stand down, the violence, the pepper spraying, the all this little stuff is piling up. And even someone as dumb as me is going, this is a powder keg. This isn't good. Someone needs to put this shit, tamp this stuff down.
Mike, a culture war has been waging for decades.
Right.
We should not be surprised by this.
Yeah.
People are very passionate on both sides.
They can be. They always have been.
Yes. And when you add in a bit of kookiness then and guns and you push, then people are going to snap.
So what do we do? How do we fix this? I want a tweet that fixes all of this. What do we do? Is this on Trump? Is it on Trump to start just being as open? Stop. 100% stop with this. This is wrong what the left is doing right now. Like any of that shit. And just try to be as open and inclusive. And maybe they won't have anything to do with it, but it's worth the try. I don't know.
No, I said from the beginning, I mean, my belief was the left has lost a big opportunity with Trump because he's not dyed-in-the-wool conservative. He's not beholden to those guys. He doesn't really have an ideology in terms of conservatism. And he could have been pulled far left. And he's pliable, man. He could have been plied.
Yeah,
he could have been convinced that your side's better on some things, but instead it was just war.
Yeah, well, I just don't think it's fair or healthy to have full on what are considered mainstream media organizations doing like almost 100% hit piece every day. Like for people that already think this guy is a monster, you're not helping. You're giving these people that are fringy all the ammo they need to go do this and think they're doing it for a righteous cause, you know? And I just fear it's going to get worse and worse until...
I think in large part, too, people just need to get lives and, like, you know, find interest in other areas. Like, why do we have to be so tied to politics all day long, every day? Like, fucking turn the channel.
Yeah.
Watch something else that entertains you.
Yeah.
You know, these things have become shows, entertainment shows with graphics and highlights and clocks, countdown clocks. Watch a different show.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm frankly sick of talking about politics. I know we do because it's the daily news and stuff, but
yeah,
it's just let's move on to other things, people.
There's a lot about this that I don't like, and we see it. It's like what we reward in this country. We see it over and over, whether it's Survivor or name it, name a show. And it's the one that's the biggest asshole that gets the most money and gets the biggest celebrity when it's all said and done. Or it's the, let's take a 14-year-old who's acting like a complete cunt and not fucking knock her and put her in her place. Nah, let's reward her with a $1 million deal and parade that around. What are we teaching people with this? I know I sound like an old man, but what lessons are we sending to kids? Work hard. Why? Why work hard? I can be a total asshole to my family and to the police and the school and disrespect everybody I run into. And you know what? I might just get rewarded with a $multi-million deal out of it. Great. Where does this leave us as a whole? What are we doing?
Are the terrorists right, Mike?
Of course they are. I still want to kill them too.
Our culture sucks in a lot of ways, unquestionably.
I've said it before, Jay, and I don't know how you feel, but I swear to you, man, before 12 months ago, I honestly, I've thought about this. Like, I held no hatred in my heart for anybody. Like, I'm as, like... Hey man, you do you. If that makes you feel good, if shitting on your lawn every day and eating it makes you feel great, then by God, sir, you shit on your front lawn and you eat it.
Enjoy that turd
you
sandwich.
You do that, sir. Try to do it when the bus isn't going by, all right? Can you do us that? Like, I don't care what people do. Like, to each their own, man. And right now, I feel a burning hatred in my heart for a lot of people on Twitter.
Are you about to snap, Mike?
I'm not about to snap, but my point is, like, here's someone who...
What are you listed at? 5'9"?
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah.
Are you going to snap on us?
And I'm probably shrinking, too. I feel like I'm shrinking.
Man.
I'm not going to snap, but my point is, if someone like me, who just doesn't by nature harbor any hate or ill will towards anybody, is starting to feel like, oh my God, I'd fucking shoot them all if I see one more fucking 18-year-old that thinks they know the world, man, taking a bat to an ATM machine because they don't agree with a speaker at a fucking college, I want him shot in the face now. I never wanted anyone shot. I want you shot in your face now. And that bothers me. And if that's happening to me...
He's unraveling, dude. He's fucking losing it.
I'm in the middle.
It's the slow drip of this shit. That he's
that
finally
maybe.
Too much.
That's the thing. I think, dude, I think to Jay's point, you're falling in the line of... I know we
do You're getting
do
too
this,
wrapped up in it, man. Turn the
to,
channel, dude.
You need to go on Netflix more or something.
Go to a lilac festival.
I'm on Netflix.
Scamper through lilacs.
I'm on Netflix plenty. I
know you are.
I
don't mean to disparage your Netflix watching.
Oh, I know you watch Netflix.
I do watch stuff, but I it doesn't take much. I'm scrolling through news and I see some story and it's like, oh, you gotta be shitting me, really? Okay, can we shoot her in the face then, please? Because that's just horrendous. Why is nobody calling her?
I've definitely ebbed and flowed on what you're talking about during periods of my life where I'm just infuriating. And
yeah.
At some point you just gotta go, dude. What can you do? I mean, you have your beliefs, whatever. I mean, you have a microphone. I guess you can try to shape some people's views or at least put your opinion out there, which is cool.
And my point totally isn't that I want to go shoot someone in the face. My point is, if that's even how it happening to me and my feelings, then imagine someone who's already slightly unhinged. Imagine what they're going through.
I know.
They might show up at a park and try to murder the entire Republican Congress.
Perspective, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
It's a secret to a happy life, Mike.
And of course, it just unravels into a monster gun debate within 20 seconds. And it's like, okay, this is what we're going to choose to do now. We're going to go down the gun debate road 30 minutes after this happens. When he legally purchased a firearm. Really? We're going to debate this right now?
Mike, better news. The Hamlin Pub supports the Detroit Cast, so let's make it a point to support them. With locations in Rochester Hills, Clarkston, Chesterfield, and two in Shelby Township, you know there's one near you. The Hamlin Pubs have great food, ice-cold drinks, tons of craft beers, TVs, games, and great entertainment. Come on by or book your reservation today at hamlinpubs.com. Moreover, Mike, we need to cheer you up.
Douglas! I don't know if I can sing. I can't hit the high. Can
cheer
you take the high?
Cheer up is only the Douglas song.
And then we're going to find our best friend, Doug, and then we're going to give him a best friend a hug. Doug, Doug.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful times of a person's life. Doug Steinert at Century 21 Campbell wants to make the sale of your old home or the purchase of your dream home as stress-free as possible. Call Douglas at 248-765-1781. Let him and the team at Century 21 Campbell make your home purchasing dreams a reality. Call Douglas at 248-765-1781. Ask for fellow Detroit Cast listener Doug Steinert. I was talking to Douglas yesterday. He was showing he was taking a listener around looking at houses just yesterday. So
nice.
It's good that people are supporting Douglas.
Yeah.
Give him a call. He'll do you well.
He will. Take good care of you. Is he going to take care of us too and run the Google machine one day?
Yeah.
There was a rumor of that.
He'd love to.
Yeah.
Let's kick that son of a bitch to the side. And
should we wait till he's at his next EDM event or should we do it in front of his face?
I wouldn't mind staying home that day.
All right. Win-win for everybody. Jay, some of my favorite stories of late are people that screenshot their computers and they're going to present to a group and then they forgot to close some other open windows on their browser.
E, have you done that?
I don't think I have because I think I've been good enough to usually zoom in, but I can definitely see. I think there's been times when I did one and I looked again and said, oh, maybe I don't want everyone seeing that I was looking up this. Or,
yeah.
Like, I've opened my phone up before to show someone the internet and then realize, like,
oh, men's anal
cavities. My four porno videos were, like, still saved there. And I'm like, oh, jeez.
I could see you doing that, E. Not that it would matter.
But yeah, it's excusable when a guy like E does it.
Yeah.
But when a politician...
Oh, my God.
Do you remember Kurt? I think it was Eichenwald. The guy that sued... Twitter, he sued people on Twitter because they were sending him like flashing GIFs.
Yeah, fuck yes.
Because I think that's his name, Kurt Eichenwald, right? He's super liberal.
Yeah,
like gets in fights with everyone.
He has epilepsy. It's known that he has it, and so somebody, I think he's being prosecuted, dude.
Yeah, he. I think he was trying to get him charged with attempted murder, and then a million other people started sending him GIFs too. And his wife was going on there. This is not funny. Kurt is on the ground right now, seizing.
He literally did. He seized after this guy.
I will say, after the first one, I think I could see him having something with the first guy because the guy knew it and was being a jerk. Well, an asshole, maybe, whatever.
Just ends up laying there shivering like a chihuahua.
After that first one, if he sues him and then millions are sending him ones, I think he needs to at some point either just realize that he shouldn't be opening these or, you know, get off Twitter. Like, it's your own fault
at that
point.
Stop being a dick.
Yeah. He is one of those.
A start.
He's one of those nerdy. I can't remember who he writes for, Newsweek or one of those. But
I think that's it.
Yeah, he's really soft and douchey, and he's very punchable. You want to punch him if you don't agree with him. I don't know that much about him, but I remember that like someone sends him a flashing gift, and he's out and just on the floor seizing up and
releasing bowels.
Yeah, it was not good. Well, he last week I think. Did something where he sent out a picture and it included an open tab about like some weird anime tentacle porn
on there.
And people are like, Kurt, what's going on with the tentacle porn, sir?
Tentacle porn?
I don't know.
Tentacle?
And he's like, listen, this was a mistake. I was trying to settle an argument between my kids and my wife about
whether there could possibly be tentacle porn.
Yeah. So my kids, my wife and I were Googling this together. And people were like, you're
making this better.
So you're checking out hardcore Japanese anime tentacle porn with your kids and your wife. Sure, Kurt. And it turns out they were his grown kids and, you know, I'm embarrassed by this and, you know, who knows. But it's those things that, like, when it's out there and even if it's the most innocent of explanations, it's just so easy to just
It's even occurred
pile
to me as Isis will move over, like, a video or something under the YouTube feed. I'll be like, you know, I hope there's nothing, like, proprietary there or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be, but.
Well, dude,
he's always got 19 tabs open, and who knows what the fucking guy's doing over there.
If at any point, like, I can be reading a story, and it will, like, hit some question will pop in my head, like, you know, they'll say something historically about Nazis, and it's like, oh, I wonder what the Nazi, and I'll be Googling, like, some horrific shit about Nazis, and just see, like, I want to read more about this statement. And so, dude,
down the rabbit hole.
I've gone down rabbit holes with porn, race, racism, you know, all types of shit. So at any given point on my computer, there's tons of shit. It is what it is. When you're doing a show like this, you're constantly like, okay, I need to know more about that. Murders. I do it a lot when I read a story about someone getting a chair and it's like, he killed a mom and daughter. And I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't sound like enough for death. Yeah. So let's read in more. And then I'm down the rabbit hole about what this guy really did when he killed these two women. And
cut off her nipple and made her eat it.
Yeah. Made his daughter go down on his father, you know. And you're like, oh, okay, now I get it. Now I know
why.
Now
I get you.
Now I see why we're shooting him in the face. Now I get it. So anyway, this goes back to a state lawmaker who accidentally shared a screenshot with porn websites open in the web browser.
Well, that's impossible because he's just rolled up his sleeves. He's just doing the work for the people.
I'm just a Democrat out to work for the fine constituency.
This is weird from a Democrat, to be honest.
Ramon Perez. He's fine. A Democrat named Ramon Perez?
Yeah.
Why are we even talking about this guy? I mean, he's not white. Forget it. It's not even a story here.
He has no religious anchor that he has to, you know, abide by.
Right.
Yeah, look at porn, whatever.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a guy. I jack it sometimes. Deal with it.
And I'm Hispanic, so you're going to reelect me anyway. So
yeah. Sorry. Anyway. So he's from Providence, Rhode Island. He called it an innocent mistake after distributed a screen grab to the House Finance Committee that included porn web titles and other tabs. He then shared the screenshot on his own Facebook before deleting the account and claimed that someone else had shared the image with him.
Talking about you?
Talking about somebody else. And if I find the person that shared these images, pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots.
If I find or hear an individual that has said that about me, I will pull your goddamn tongue out of the roof.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Perez, so he brought printouts of a Wikipedia article to give to the House Finance Committee members as part of his testimony in favor of car accident insurance bills. All right.
So now I got you.
All right, Leslie, I printed these out at home. Just did a screen grab of what I was researching. Can you distribute this to all the members?
Of course.
No problem. The screenshot, time-stamped. What would be an appropriate time stamp, you would think?
It's probably like 1:30 a.m. or some shit.
Close. Right? 2:07 a.m. Mm. Nothing good going on in your computer at 2:07. Whether you're outside or inside the house, there's very little possibility of something good going on at 2:07 a.m. Showed he had multiple browser tabs open, and there are lots of options on porn. Is there anything acceptable that you would go, okay, you know, because there's stuff like family, like, you know, stepdad, daughter porn, like interracial, in the wild. His word, and I think you could get into some scary territory depending on what tabs are open.
Sure.
His were teen, lots of teen, usually means 18, so.
Usually.
Yeah. Teen, young, and MILF, which is kind of weird. Both ends of the spectrum there, really. You know what I mean?
MILF on teen?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Teen, young, and MILF in the titles. Perez gave the document to the clerk, as I said. So what he says is he said that the screenshot was provided to him by a friend whom he'd asked to research the information.
Sure.
And so I was asking a friend if they knew something about it. So a friend sent me that picture with the information I was looking for. I used that picture to make copies. I didn't see the stuff at the top. Representative Republican, I'm sure, Teresa Tanzi. This incident is deeply disturbing. Is it, Teresa? Is it deeply disturbing, or is it partisan hack bullshit politics, Teresa? This is deeply disturbing. A man looking at porn on his computer. Yeah.
If your colleague had done it, if your Republican colleague had done it, you would have stayed silent and or supported him.
What side of the aisle is he on?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on the left. Well, I find this deeply disturbing. Deeply. He should retire now. On Tuesday, the first-term representative apologized directly to Ms. Tanzi, you know, because it deeply disturbed her, and asked colleagues for forgiveness.
Ugh, I am not a pervert. I made a big mistake in trusting too much in people.
I just like my penis stroked to completion, like anybody else.
I am denying that I look at pornography online. I want to make that clear right now. I do not do that.
He denies that he looks at porn online.
I know. He's losing me now.
Is there anything else that they can look at in this screenshot to call him on this? This notion that somebody else shot it from their computer and provided it to him. Is there anything else?
Probably.
There's got to be. If you scan this thing,
it's
hardcore.
It's so hard to see in this photo to me, but you can see it if you really look.
Yeah, I see MILF right there. There's MILF. Oh, man.
Is there any other indication?
Young brunette. Oh, boy. He was really down the rabbit hole.
Candy.
See, to me, I don't know. It'd be one thing if there was just one. But, I mean, I don't give a shit. Obviously, I watch porn, but, like, dude, he's clearly.
Yeah, he's in it, man.
Yeah. He is. Well, give him credit,
he's
man.
Toggling he's toggling between tabs.
He's getting some work done, doing a little jack, getting some work done, doing a little jack.
Yeah, when you're not just working on one tab, but you've got several going, kind of several balls up in the air.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Poor guy. I don't look at porn online. I know that people don't believe me here. They say that's the excuse everybody makes. But.
Well, presumably, whoever, his buddy who sent him that would step up and be like, it's me, right?
Would you?
Well, I mean, come on, right? I mean,
somebody's looking at a lot of porn.
Yeah. Come on, man. He's your buddy.
Yeah, you're literally you or your very good friend looking at a shit ton of porn.
All right, I'll set the table for you. I'm the Congressman Walters, and I'm like, I'm in the weeds. I'm buried. And I'm like, my buddy Jay is a lawyer. He works at a nice firm. I can count on his research skills. He's usually up at 2 in the morning. These fucking companies in Japan are working him round the clock. Let me just see if he's got a few minutes to just whip some information up for me. Jay, can you handle that? I got it. I'll screenshot what I find.
I'm going to Wikipedia for you. I got it. I know you don't know where Wikipedia is, so I do. It's an amazing resource. It's secret, though. Only I know where it is.
And then you send that to me, and I just assume. I don't even need to double check this. Everything I know about about Jay says he is quality at research and stuff. And now if I'm on the Senate floor going, I don't look at porn. And I'm going, boy, I hope so-and-so comes steps forward and really, you know, takes the pressure off here.
Like, if you're a good enough friend to be asking for research and providing research back and forth, that person would step up in this instance.
You think so?
Yes, this guy's on the ropes politically. You would stop and go, dude, you know what? That was me.
Here's the better move.
Or you blame it on your kid or something. No. I was on my son's computer, and he asked me to look up Wikipedia. He didn't know how to spell it. He didn't know, you know, how to gain access to this wonderful resource.
Find a patsy. Just find some friend who isn't political. We need a fall guy.
Jay, we need a. If this isn't a lesson for us, we need to find a good fall guy.
Shit.
Does that guy exist that just doesn't give a shit what you think about his internet searching skills or his life choices? Like, if we could find that kind of a guy,
only find him.
You know, you'd obviously have to pay him $5 or $10 per incident, but. But if you could find that guy that was willing to take the heat, something like that.
More than $5.
The cover-up in this instance is worse than the crime. This guy ought to be removed. What's his name?
Imagine Big E's at the podium. I just want to apologize for
it was me. What I did to Senator Ramon Perez or whatever. Fuck you, dude. Yeah, I'm really into young porn and MILF porn and stuff. And yeah, I was just trying to help a buddy out. So take the heat off him.
Anyway,
I mean, the problem would be even in your example there, then the press is going to go, dude, this is who our senator is
befriending,
fraternizing with, but this is who he's relying on for information.
As you're standing there with your EDM hat on and shit.
Yeah, but then you
dude, the guy is relying on a Wikipedia article.
This
guy's fucked.
Yeah, but you could so easily spin that if it's like, well, look at the company he keeps. I could so get on the stand and go, oh, shame on you.
Shame.
How dare you? This is a special needs friend of mine. And when I find little jobs that I can give him that I don't think he can drop the ball on too much, I make it a point to help the special out when I can.
That'd be a good
spin.
And
I'm very proud of the things that young Erickson has accomplished in life. And shame on you for judging him. I don't look at him as just the retarded boy he is, but I look at it as an opportunity for growth, and I give him that opportunity whenever it presents itself.
That's a
Thank
great
you.
Spin. Great
you know what
spin.
I mean? And then drop the mic and walk off the stage. So he's apparently losing sleep over this. Mr. Perez,
just give me a chance and don't judge me so quick. It was an innocent mistake.
Dude, I think he should just say watches porn. My God. Dude, like, honestly.
Exactly. Like, what do you make? Is he a state legislator? Is that what he was? Rhode Island, what's he making? Like $100K a year? So, like, dude, go get a different job at worst. You know,
lawmaker.
What does that even know? State young. If it's really just 19,
does that even mean?
Like, he's a state lawmaker. He's a state senator.
Okay.
Or house member.
I mean, it's not illegal, dude. Like, the reality is, as long as like it's 18 and up, porn and stuff. It's just like, dude, just be like, yeah, I watch porn sometimes. This was a mistake. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Hey, our friends at Zot, Ford, and Holly want to celebrate summer with sick deals nearly as ripe as Big E's wretched stink ass. For example, lease a new 17 Ford Fusion SE for just $118 a month, or lease a new 17 Ford Escape SE at $129 a month. Both are just 24-month leases. Much like Mike's groceries in his fridge, these deals won't last long. Surf their superb deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Yesterday, we were talking about that giant fire in London.
Yes.
And London, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Which is still the most remarkable fire I think I've ever seen.
Set the fire aside. Did we learn more about the baby toss?
Yeah.
Because to me, that's the most remarkable thing in this story.
After you left yesterday, E and I were talking more about this, and I was like, yeah, it's a baby. Whatever, man. Drop it and you catch it. No big deal. But when you started giving the weights of like an average bait, I was like, dude,
fucking bowling ball,
it's
man.
A bowling ball. Like, think about dropping a bowling ball 10 stories and like, you got that? Yeah, I got it. Yeah. No, not possible. Dude, this is an actual story here.
So they must have caught it in a blanket or something, right?
Even so, like, I don't know. A baby was dropped from the 10th floor of the tower block and was caught by a man who ran forward from the crowds underneath to grab it into his arms. He made like a diving grab.
Willie Mays and shit.
The rescue occurred as Grenfell Tower was engulfed in flames and a fire thought to have been caused by that fridge exploding. And I hate this. They still are saying, well, it's claimed 12 lives so far. It's like,
right.
Yeah, but you don't know where 400 people are.
Yeah.
Take a wild guess. They didn't just all decide to, like, skip town.
And this thing is just fried to a crisp. If you look at pictures of it now, it's just a shell. It's a fried shell.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody is surviving that. Nobody. Samira Lamrani said she saw a woman try to save a baby by dropping it from the window on the 9th or 10th floor to waiting members of the public below. A woman was gesturing. She was about to throw her baby, and please, if someone could catch the baby, somebody did.
She's like, go long.
Yeah.
Did she yell 500? End the game right there?
Oh, yeah. You would have, from the 500! 10th floor with a baby, you would have to. Yeah. And especially if you wanted people to seriously compete for that baby. You know, if you do like 250, it's like, yeah, dude.
It's like, I'm not diving for 250.
Yeah, forget it. Somebody did it. A gentleman ran forward and managed to grab the baby.
Think about that. Like, just a limb knocking that guy in his head from 10 stories up could kill the dude trying to catch it. You know?
Oh, for sure. Another resident said she saw a woman throw her son, who was about 5 years old. That's not good. From a 5th or 6th store window to escape. I think he's okay. Maybe some broken bones.
I would imagine.
And then they mentioned parachute guy too, who tried to make a makeshift parachute. I don't know what his status was, but there were definitely accounts of people.
Fuck. It's so grim to think about the pain that you are enduring, where the best choice is to grab a bed sheet and hope it fills up like a parachute.
Yeah, you're going to cartoon this son of a bitch because it works in cartoons.
I know. But sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes in cartoons.
Depends on which character you are.
Yes.
Yeah. For Bugs, it always works. Right.
For Wile E. Coyote, no.
No, not so much. All right, let's take a quick break. And I've got some news, and this is disturbing, Jay, because I'm really worried about Mike Lindell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is Mike Lindell. Can you hear me?
Coming through loud and clear, my friend. You know he's going to be on an upcoming episode of Megyn Kelly this summer.
And we've got all this pressure with the Alex Jones thing. Are they going to try to shut down the Lindell show as well? Please say no.
I don't know, but I'm reading some things, and I don't like what I'm reading.
It just sounds too exaggerated to the common person out there.
And I'll tell you this, Mike Lindell, my wife's not going to, she's going to be really upset about this. She's not going to be happy if something happens to his episode on this show. And I'm not saying anything yet. We don't know anything yet, but...
Is that called a tease in the business, Mike?
It's a tease. We'll get to that more next.
The Detroit Cast continues after this short break.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Menino, your event coordinator for the Hamlin Pubs. Did you know that Hamlin Pubs offer 2 private rooms at each location, both located in Shelby Township? We specialize in all kinds of events, from bridal and baby showers, dinner rehearsals, to corporate luncheons and wedding receptions. My team is committed to making your occasion your most memorable event. Give me a call today so that we can plan your next event. Call me at 586-596-1425 or visit our website at hamlinpubs.com.
We all know to look up, locate, step to the side if a tree is falling. But what if the tree falls on your home or car? In this scenario, you better hope that you have the best insurance coverage you can get. That's why you need to call Brent Wasick, insurance agent of the Detroit Cast. He will find you the best coverage for your home, auto, commercial, business, or life insurance at an unbelievable price. Call him today at 734-455-1900 for your free no-obligation quote. Nobody can do what he can do.
The Detroit Cast continues now, bitches. Here's Mike and Jay.
I don't know what the Detroit Cast is.
Poor woman. What's her name? Marilyn.
Yeah. Marilyn Gallagher.
There she is.
She's still with us? I don't know.
We got to find Marilyn Gallagher again one last time before it's too late. You know, we thought we had time for, you're not 100.
She left us.
She left us. You know, we started getting reports that she was gone right when we were going to call her. Remember? We were going to ask her to put a sign in her store about Bobby Gallagher.
Yeah.
And that's when we learned she had died.
Yes.
So.
Like a couple days before.
I don't know why we thought we had a window there. I mean, she was 101 2 years ago when we talked
to her. We were lucky we finished the call with her.
I know. I think we told her that too. You were really mad at her for not just like retiring and going to an island somewhere.
You can't say she wasn't warned.
Yeah.
Philomena.
Philomena, yeah.
Fucking lock the door and go sit on an island. You deserve it.
Yeah, grab your penis coladas and sit on a beach somewhere. What are we doing here? Why are you going down and unlocking the door to a shit laundromat in Buffalo? Stop it.
So that we could meet one Bobby fucking Gallagher. That's why. True. Hey, Zot Ford and Holly is one of the largest volume F-150 dealers in our area, so they can offer TDC listeners ridiculous deals. Right now, purchase a new 16 Ford F-150 Super Cab XLT 4x4 at just $33,000. That's over $14,000 off sticker. Or lease a new 17 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 at just $199 a month. Peep their ferocious deals and their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
As I was saying before the break, Jay, I am very concerned about whether or not we reach air date for the Mike Lindell feature interview on Megyn Kelly's show.
My wife's really going to be upset about this.
Apparently, according to the final Nielsen numbers, the latest episode of Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly pulled in 3.61 million total viewers and scored a 0.6 rating. Sounds pretty good.
Sounds too exaggerated to the common person out there.
Yeah, in the all-important advertising demo age group of 18 to 49, not bad. It was, however, a tad lower than the 6.1 million viewers and 0.8 rating it got for its premiere.
You tell me what you need, and then we'll triple it, and we'll call it a day.
See if they can just get to Lindell. He'll triple their viewers.
Yeah, that's a good point. He probably could, but unfortunately, they were trounced by 60 Minutes, who I think is still in reruns. And
oh, my God.
Megyn Kelly came in third place behind America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, no.
Wait, I would say that right never. Now.
Oh, I'm sorry. A repeat of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Holy shit.
That right now.
Dude, I told you, she is not a draw. Yeah. That chick did a fine job on Fox, but she's not compelling, dude. She's not a personality such that you go, I got to see what Megyn Kelly does with this.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's just fine.
I didn't know Megyn Kelly. I've been honest about that. People can call me a liar if they want. I'd never watched Fox News a single time until like 6 months or a year ago. I didn't know who the people were.
The glow of CNN was prominent.
Prominent. It was more middle of the road. I didn't want
middle of the road, right?
Yeah. I mean CNN was for a time, in my opinion. It wasn't as far whack job as MSNBC, and it wasn't as far whack job as Fox News. So I just sort of stayed there until Trump phenom hit, and then it all fell to shit. And so now I'm more familiar with, but I didn't know who Megyn Kelly was, but everything I'd read and seen about her when they were talking about contract renewals, and then when the sex assault shit with Roger Ailes was going on, they made her seem like the queen bee, the untouchable talent in this time slot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and you were the first to tell me, like, dude, I don't know, man.
She's fine.
That's not a guarantee that she's going to go to NBC that kind of money and kill it.
Especially going up against 60 Minutes. But, God, you'd think she'd be able to draw over 60-minute reruns. And
yeah,
America's Got Talent. Or what'd you say? America's funniest home videos.
Carlton's hosting it.
No shit. Carlton.
Oh, no. Carlton is – he better renegotiate for a $100 million contract. He's beating Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
That's sad, dude. Well,
I have a former roommate who's like the white version of him, by the way. Well, you know him. Vinny.
Oh,
Vinny's the white version of Carlton, isn't he?
Yes. Vinny. The nicest guy you'll ever meet.
The son-in-law of the inventor of the stinkless toilet.
That's right. That's right.
Listeners will remember Vinny.
Mm-hmm. God, I love Vinny. Yeah. Always loved Vinny.
White version of Carlton.
Yeah, absolutely. Can he dance, too?
I bet Vinny can dance. Do that shit, yeah.
Vinny can dance his ass off. That's just so bad. The sinking numbers, they say, could get much worse or better depending on something like Alex Jones. Like if people tune in to see like
Alex Jones,
false flag. It's false flag, inside job, government. I don't know.
Well, how far down the line is Lindell? Like, can we just get to mid-July? Is that what we're aiming for?
Can you go to NBC and find the Megyn Kelly show and see if there's any sort of schedule, like upcoming schedule?
Because he's talking to you right now, Isis.
I understand that. By the way, do we need America's Funniest Videos anymore? Can't you just watch YouTube?
It is kind of crazy.
Can't you just go into YouTube and put like
They put all the funniest ones together, you don't have to search around for them.
Does Carlton have to like do the role of Saget going, I'm just a bird walking on a sidewalk?
Of course he does.
He does. And who was the crazy voice guy?
Who was the guy after Saget that does the dancing show now?
Oh,
he was on forever.
Yeah.
I think he was on for longer than Saget, probably,
was
if
he?
You look back.
What's his name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He's the most generic host guy ever.
Here's, yeah, he's not bad though. Starts with a B. His last name.
Here's here he is, but I know who. I don't know his name.
That guy.
Yeah, there he is with
somebody's handing the baton over to Carlton or what?
I guess
Carlton. That must be when he won Dancing with the Stars. Didn't he win?
Oh, maybe. I don't know what that guy's name is, but you're right. He hosted it for a little bit. I can't think of his name.
Yeah. Well, I'm more interested in seeing the upcoming Megyn Kelly schedule because I really want to know. Like, if I'm seriously terrified that Lindell's going to be like end of August or something, and we're not going to make it.
God's got his hand in this, and I truly believe that.
So don't worry about it.
Maybe we, worst case scenario, we could probably call Lindell and see how it went. And like,
we could.
Did they give you any idea about when this?
It's a great idea, Mike.
I mean, we could call Dawn literally right now live and just go, do we have any word as to when this episode's going to air?
I don't think we should, though. I think we should do it off air.
Okay. All right.
I mean, this is her.
Do we have a lineup, E? Do we have a
I mean, this is her projected thing on MSNBC. It doesn't say here. It doesn't look like.
So it say, like, upcoming interviews.
Oh, you got Aaron Andrews coming up?
Aaron Andrews was last week.
Oh, okay.
Which was kind of a nothing.
Sorry.
What a shock.
Nothing
what did
interview.
You talk about.
See if you can find. Scroll down. Look for upcoming shit, E. Like,
I didn't see it
anywhere on there.
Thing.
I know, but I know how you look, and you don't look well. There's arrows that you're not clicking on that will extend things.
There's nothing much on this site, dude. It doesn't mean it's not somewhere else. It's just on her site.
Look at the top. See the top thing?
These are all other shows.
Okay. Search Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell.
It'll be interesting to see what they do too, because remember we were talking yesterday, Jay, how they that group, the Sandy Hook Promise event.
Yep.
That, you know, it was a big gala and fundraising thing, and apparently she was the guest speaker. It was supposed to be yesterday that she would have hosted this thing. And apparently they were going to film that, and that was going to be interspersed throughout the interview and was going to make up a good portion of her interview with Alex Jones Sunday. Alex Jones. And now that's gone. And so I don't know how we're filling that space. Maybe her walking around Alex Jones's compound with him or something. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
If it goes. As of now, it is going.
So I've heard. I mean, they'd be crazy to pull it now, especially getting those Nielsen ratings and your numbers aren't even beating funniest home videos.
How much did they plunk down on her?
Dude, it was crazy. It was $20 million a year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, I get it. You don't have to like any of these hosts. Like, there's certain ones people like, they don't like. Bergeron, is that guy's name? I don't know why that popped up.
Tom Bergeron.
Tom's got character, and there's something to him. He's kind of funny.
Presents a show in a nice way.
He comes off as milk, toast, and vanilla. I guarantee if you got that guy off air, he'd be a blast to hang out with. Guarantee it. He's got a personality. You can say that with Tucker Carlson. You can say that with Anderson Cooper, even. There's something like, watch. Like, Megyn Kelly, you were 100% right. There is nothing like... Any interview I've seen with her, I don't feel like, wow, it really took Megyn. Thank God Megyn got this get, because it really took her putting her foot down to get the answers that were necessary here.
No, she's fine.
No, she's capable.
Her career
of
was
there.
Made by Trump saying that blood was coming out of her everywhere.
Yeah, her wherever.
Yeah, that came at the time when her contract was up and she stood up to him. Quote unquote stood up to him. She had a very vanilla interview of him, remember?
Like, oh,
6 months after that?
Pointless.
Like, yeah, very much.
Yeah, there's a few of those that have happened. Rachel Maddow's, we got Trump's taxes show. Total fucking zero. Megyn Kelly's interview with Putin. Megyn Kelly's interview with Trump. Total zeros. Hyped to the max. And then you watch it and you go, okay, glad it. That's not going to ever make me want to tune into something you're doing.
Right.
You know? So I just hope to God we can get to a Lindell interview. That's the, at this point, that's all I want. And I know if they feel something's a disaster, they will pull the plug on it. They will yank the plug on it. We've seen it to happen to poor Dana Carvey. We've seen it to happen to poor Chevy Chase, for Christ's sakes.
Poor Chevy Chase.
Oh, poor Chevy Chase. It was devastating.
Yeah, poor guy.
2 weeks in. Bye-bye.
And was it only 2 weeks?
I think one of them was
two weeks
or something.
Yeah, that was Dana Carvey. I think Chevy Chase had a while.
Russ?
Yeah.
There you are.
Hey, everybody. Please use our affiliate links at DetroitCast.com. You will see links to Amazon and Groupon. Many of you shop on those sites, and we are happy to have partnered with both of them through affiliate programs. Find great deals through both Amazon and Groupon. Please enter both those sites through the links we've provided. Again, you can find those portals to Amazon and Groupon on our homepage at DetroitCast.com.
You know what? I've got more things here, Jay, but why don't we get to some email? I think we have a lot of email.
Mike, I think we should. But before we do that, I'd like to read some posts. It's only one. Carriage driver's view never changes. This is from Mackinac Island, Mike.
Oh, all right.
This is addressed to all of us, I guess. Don't get any ideas, says Krista. Which one would you take, E? It's basically a view of three horses' asses.
Not having sex with a horse. So.
Well, if you had to.
Yeah, gun to your head.
Not going
to
happen.
There's a gun to your head.
No, because I've gone down this road before.
They're all blind.
Dude, you're not smart enough to learn from past experience. So now, gun to your head.
Not
E.
E, your first choice is going to be taken if you don't do it. Take it. Which one?
You guys tell me which horse I would fuck, and I'll just say yes, that's right.
What's the darkest one there?
Yeah, probably the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the oldest. Is there one that looks pregnant?
Well, that one looks male, so I'm going to give him the male one with the with the long whip. All right, he said sure. He'll take the middle one.
Krista, I hope your trip to Mackinac was enjoyable, and I hope to get up there soon, Mike.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going up there.
Love the
I
island.
Miss Mackinac. There's certain smells of Mackinac, and part of it is horse shit. I will say it. Part of it is horse shit.
Well, let's not forget about the fudge.
I know. The fudge and the horse shit are selling points to me. I would brag about that. Because
it's one of Michigan's jewels, Mike.
Yeah. When you go up there, you know you're on Mackinac Island. You know?
Indeed.
And
Mike writes in, this goes to my speculation that very few of our gun guy listeners probably took AKs, shot him from the hip. Probably wrong on that upon reflection. Mike points out, you can buy an AK-47 at Dunham's and take it to the field and shoot it from the hip. Yeah, but not one used by the Taliban, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I venture to guess that ours was used by the Taliban.
Or shot at the Taliban.
Gary writes in, Twitter war. Just looked at Mike's exchange with the imbecile Mardochi Pierre. Does that name ring a bell? Dude did not make one coherent point, says Gary. But KKK, but Christians, but hate is hate, but terrorism has nothing to do with Islam. It's fucking ridiculous, says Gary. It's like there's a conference call for libs every morning to review all the talking points for the day/event.
Yeah.
What's worse, arguing with Mardochi Pierre, a retard, or Big E? Good day.
Yeah. Gary. It's a common thing, and it's very, very frustrating, especially with 140 characters, especially when you're trying to make a point, like a real point. And you, I don't know how much you've run into this, Jay. You don't tend to like...
I don't really get into people. I just make statements.
I don't engage people either.
Unless it's a high school band.
I've done it more where people with verified accounts, for instance.
High school band that's blended three bands together and try to count it as one. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish your thoughts. Sorry.
I will tend to take on someone that makes some grandiose point, and then those people that follow them tend to attack me with retarded arguments, just dumb, off point, like you're not okay. Well, that's not what I said at all. So, and then it's very, very tempting to just because it's very easy to do. They're making really bad points to what Gary was saying.
To like, Gary's point,
yeah,
about points.
It's frustrating to read because you get in this string, and I find myself like, why? What am I doing? Why am I arguing with this absolute fucking moron right now? It's the person that goes, oh, yeah, well, so-and-so did that, so what do you say to that? And you're like, okay, well, that's not what we were talking about, but since you brought that up, how about this fact? And then it's like, well, oh, yeah, well, what about in 1436 when the blah, blah, blahs did that during the war of blah, blah, blah? And you're like, okay, well, to your point there, that's bullshit because X. And then it's like, oh, yeah, well, in 1937. And you're like, okay, dude, I don't know where you're going with this anymore.
Mike, I want you to choose to be happy. Choose to be happy. Let it roll off
Stuart
your back.
Stuart Smalley happy?
Who cares, man? Let the guy, Marducci, whoever, Pierre, whatever.
I didn't even know his name.
State your case, Marducci or Marcochi, whatever your name was.
I'm still getting notifications from people that are liking his comments. Like,
oh, yeah? Well, the KKK killed more Americans than Mexicans did, so what about that? Should we kick them across a border somewhere?
Yeah.
Good point, Marducci. Like, and then I'll get a random like at 1 a.m. from some probably 15-year-old.
Wakes you up.
Great point. It's got a great point. The KKK did. I'm like, okay, can you bring up a more less relevant group than the fucking Nazis or the Klan? Really? trying to compare the what's going on with Islamic terrorism to the Klan. Yes, the Klan was an awful fucking group. Could they be more? Could they possibly be less relevant today? Please.
Andy writes in, "Hey Jay, check out the Real Sports."
Damn it! Never gonna be happy.
Choose to be happy, Mike. You got a beautiful weekend coming before you. Choose to be happy.
Am I wrong about this? Is the Klan killing it somewhere in America?
I don't.
Is the Klan making a real comeback?
I'm not plugged in with the Klan.
I mean, I can't believe anyone's
gonna... I receive their newsletters, but I don't read them.
I can't believe anybody is taking someone seriously that wears a fucking triangle on their head and calls himself a Grand Cyclops. That guy's not relevant and hasn't been for many years. He was a loser then. He's a loser now. And where's the comeback?
Andy writes in, "Hey, Jay, check out the Real Sports on pinball player Robert Gano, a.k.a. Big E. Great show." Hey, we talked about this the other
day. You're going to make him stew again, dude. Remember, this put him into a serious stew last week.
I think this is what launched him into the stew.
Yes.
It was a fuck you, dude.
Yeah, he is not happy about being compared to other retards in society that are doing better than him, really.
Can we do that eye test that they did on Young Bobbert?
Yeah.
Remember, this kid, so he's killing it on the pinball machine. He gets like 8 balls going at once. And there's doctors who say, look, I think it's just simply that this guy observes the outside world in a far different way than normal human beings. He's able to process it in a way that we can't. And so he had some simple test. Yeah. It was just a white piece of paper with some lines. And I guess if you put it in front of any normal person's eyes, your eyes flutter as you're trying to process it. Yeah. They put it in front of Bobbert's, and Bobbert's eyes were just like glazed over like a shark, man.
Steely.
If you're going
to
be able to...
All right, let's test it. I mean, basically, all right, Jay, let's just, so your eyes are supposed to flutter.
Yeah.
They do.
They do?
Your eyes are following it and fluttering. All right, E. All right. Come here.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to trust you assholes.
Well, Jay will make the call. I understand why you wouldn't want me to make the call. I have not at all times been fair to you.
Lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
All right, so if E's eyes don't move at all, then he should be a pinball wizard?
Yes.
And I can tell by your beady little eyes that you're a woman.
I'm supposed to do this with my glasses on.
I don't like him, his giant head, or his beady little eyes.
Try it both ways. All right, E. Can you get it?
His eyes are fathomless pits, black holes that no light can penetrate or escape. Nothing lives in those eyes.
All right, Jay, can you see his eyes? Don't look straight into him.
He does have those kind of weasel eyes. I mean, as stated by the drops there, he is a beady-eyed son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'll try my best to watch him.
Okay.
But I got to be honest, the beadiness is going to preclude me from having the best shot at this. But go ahead. I'll try.
Because I fear that my thing is going to get in your... is going to affect it, too, because I'm going to put the paper there.
Yeah. I'll try to watch. Go ahead.
All right, E. Put your head up, and I want you to try. Now, you're just going to...
do what?
Yes. Take your glasses off, dude, so I can... Come on, Isis. Oh, stop. Oh, my God, E. No flutter. Not a flutter. Look at that son of a bitch.
Look at that steely resolve.
Oh, my God.
E. It's amazing.
Oh, come on.
Put your glasses on.
I don't believe I did anything different than you can.
Get those glasses on before we barf.
Yeah. I purposely just followed the line.
E. There was zero flutter.
Almost no flutter.
But you did the same speed that they did it at. I don't believe that.
Oh, the test is the problem. All right, let's try it with your glasses on. Maybe you just couldn't see it properly.
Here we go, E.
Get your head up,
God,
E.
God damn you to hell.
Stop trying to rig the fucking test, E.
There's no flutter. There's no flutter.
Why is there no flutter?
Shit. I don't believe it. I don't believe you guys, for one, but
I
mean
swear
anything.
To you, E. I swear
and
to God.
I don't believe that he did that to you and it was the exact same result. I just don't think he's doing it. I don't trust Mike's professionalism, to be honest with you.
I did. I administered the same test to both of you.
The same test that they did to them?
Did you feel like I went faster for Jay than I did for you?
I didn't really pay attention.
I'm the only one that can be an honest judge in this room because I bore witness to both of you.
Well, I'll believe
you couldn't watch how your test results came in, E.
That's true. You're right.
Jay couldn't see.
The blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
I'll just believe you, I guess.
How his results came in. I'm telling you, Jay's eyes fluttered a lot, and then yours just...
It's amazing.
Okay, if it was a heartbeat monitor, Jay's was the one going beep, 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 and
I'm
E's
not
was
kidding. E was just
flat line,
dude.
It was a flat line.
Wow.
Okay.
Sounds Dude, good. Don't blame me. Blame your parents. I didn't have anything to do with this.
I just don't know what that means. That doesn't mean anything.
Jay writes in. Not me. Different Jay. Gentlemen and E, I have a grievance to air regarding cell phone usage, specifically text messaging. Let me first preface by stating that I love text messaging. It's quick, easy, and allows conversations to be drawn out for hours, which can be convenient. My issue is with people who text novels to each other.
Yeah.
They'll sit there thumb-fucking their phone for 20-plus minutes. If it's that important, just call the person on the other end. 3 minutes done. Now you have more time to do the dishes and laundry because you save 17 minutes by not texting. There's some math. That's good. We know Jay can do math.
Yeah.
No, he's a smart
guy. Is this a grievance that he's airing? Is this what he said? Yeah.
Okay. The thing I hate most, however, is when I'm affected by someone's excessive messaging. Currently at work, I'm doing a job that requires two people. When we get delayed every 10 minutes for 10 minutes because the other guy can't get it through his fucking skull that he needs to take care of his shit on his own time, it gets really annoying really fast. When I get a text or call at work, I usually reply, I'm busy at work. I'll hit you up later. I'm not typing out a novel for 20 minutes. If it's an emergency or work-related, I will excuse myself from the job and handle it. But 95% of my conversations I handle on my own time. Case in point, this email. This was written during work over the course of 2 days in 2 to 3 minute chunks. I didn't halt work operations to do it. I did it during my bits of downtime, break, lunch. Thoughts and prayers, Jay. P.S. I wanted to chime in on E and the psychic that said he would have so much money, he'd be giving it away. Sounds like that, quote, prediction could have been the South Oakland Shelter pledge drive. I don't believe in that shit, but just saying.
Interesting that's take. A great point.
That money wasn't mine ever.
See, that just shows you can shoehorn that shit in.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What, but think about it. There was a bunch of money that E gave away.
Yeah. E single-handedly almost raised a lot of money, basically 3 years' salary to him, and gave every penny of it away.
Perfect. He doesn't receive a salary, though. Let's be clear. He's a subcontractor.
Right, right.
James writes in, closet fucker, dog fucker, and blue waffle sucker. A question came to my mind while listening to the periodical where you guys mentioned whatever fucking terrorist attack happened that week. What happens to the vans that the, oh, look, fuckheads rented? So the London attacks where the guys booked into people in vans. Do they just hose those off and put them back into circulation? Does it become a Chris Cornell-esque attraction? It's pretty
good
macabre.
Question. Yeah.
Suppose there could be some grim dude who requests that van.
They probably, after
Can I get that white box van that was used in London?
It probably gets, don't you think it's matter of the, like a crime scene while the investigation
gets turned back to the company.
Yeah. I mean,
put
I imagine.
Circulation.
And I don't know who cleans it. It's probably full of whatever dents were left. You know what I mean? Like you know, I think if there's a murder in your house, they're just like, yep, we're done here, so you can have your house back. And it's like,
yeah, we talked to a guy a long time ago who worked for a cleanup company that would come in and remove that shit and remove floorboards and stuff where people leaked.
Yeah. And I think they've gotten better with that. Remember we were talking about, I think it was the Sharon Tate.
Ugh. Where they're just like, yeah, I got the snow shovel out, removed her and the baby.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, see ya.
Gave her parents the keys to the house. And they went in, and it was just...
Scrubbed the walls and stuff.
Yeah, the shit written on the walls about, you know, helter-skelter.
Pigs, die pigs, whatever it was.
All still there, soaked in the carpet, blood and hair.
Dude, they removed the baby, the unborn baby. They took it out of her.
Yeah. Yep.
Mike writes in. Not you, Mike. Different Mike.
Oh, good.
Last year, Big E came to Faster Horses with no friends. Of course, the Faster Horses Festival is in, what, end of July at MIS, right, E?
It's the one you went to. Man.
Yeah, it's the one I was supposed to go to, Gavin and I. Uh-oh, he's stewing again.
I'm not stewing.
But then E only got one pass for himself.
Right. E has resolved...
Well, you would have had to buy another pass no matter what, so...
No, you're supposed to request three.
Almost no festival gives three away, for sure, but... I mean...
Whatever. E has decided, you know what? Fuck Jay. I don't care anymore. He can say whatever he wants about that Faster Horses thing. I don't give a shit anymore.
What's interesting, though, is I let him off the hook because in his guilt, he was like, dude, next time Eric Church comes to town, I'll buy you and Gab tickets. And he was ready to do so, and I let him off the hook. I said, E, don't worry about it. We've got our own. I'm not going to make you pay for that.
Your own dick again. What a shock.
So even given that circumstance, he's still... Still has this attitude.
Sure. Yep. Going into the weekend, he's stewing like a mother. Okay, I know. Okay. All right, whatever.
Man, I love how red man tastes.
I'm shocked you guys don't
Man, I love to fuck your face.
My God, we're fucking amazing.
Well, thanks. Yeah,
that's just,
you don't have to say that.
Dick sucking that goes on between you guys is unreal.
Yep.
Well, you should like this email then, E, from Anonymous, Less Mike and Jay. Less Mike, Less Jay is the subject line. We need more Big E on the show. He is so funny and smart and carries the show. That's all for today. Anonymous. Oh, wait. This was sent by Big E Detroit Cast. Okay.
Okay.
Did you send that, E?
Yep. I figured I should, you know, someone's got to stand up for myself.
The son of a bitch. Yes, he sent that. He really sent that.
Did you, E?
Sure. Yes, I sent an email into the show. I didn't think he would read the pipeline.
Mm.
YouTube activity on number...
Subject, me. I mean, the Big E guy.
New activity on the 839 broadcast on YouTube. Stony Creek writes in, why are E's grievances always about TV or watching TV? Yeah. It's almost like that's all he does. This is his second or third grievance having to do with watching TV. What a simple life. Just an observation.
I don't have a wife, kids, or a girlfriend. So you know what? Yeah, when I have free time, I do watch a lot. TV is literally my second favorite thing to do.
He watches the Globe.
What's
the
your
Globe
first
box?
Favorite thing to do?
Well, maybe not my second. It's maybe my fourth. I don't know.
So jerk off is first.
No, I don't TV really is like jerking off. It's kind of just was it? It is what it is.
Yeah, it's like eating. Just a daily
just
necessity.
Something that happens. I don't know what my first. I mean, I don't know what it is. But
you can't declare something your second if you don't have a first.
I mean, my first would, yeah, I guess would be going out to festival, just doing things outside. I don't know. That's the funny thing is the argument out of the people in this room that like that I don't like doing other things. I literally do something every weekend. It is every weekend I go to a concert, festival, or a bar. Like, I mean, I don't know what to say.
I didn't make that argument.
I know. I watch a lot of TV. I love TV. Awesome.
Speaking of festivals, maybe I'll finish the email I started about Faster Horses. Last year, Big E came to Faster Horses with no friends, says Mike. So we let him hang out at our site for a little bit. I'm pretty sure he showed up with a tie-dye shirt and a six-pack of warm Budweiser. No cooler. Just let them sit out in the sun piss warm, and he still drank them. Yep. That's my only Big E story. That sounds accurate. Sounds accurate.
Totally accurate, except for the Budweiser part.
Natty
Light.
Bud Light. It would have been... No, maybe it was Budweiser. I don't remember.
Speaking of grievances, Nate writes in, Jew, Flu, and Stew. I just finished up the YouTube feed of Canticle 839, and I wanted to let you know that I agree with and declare all three of your grievances fully bona fide. Every roommate I've ever had somehow found it acceptable to leave a spoon in the sink fully caked with peanut butter or yogurt.
Oh,
and
peanut butter.
It's infuriating.
Fuck you. Fuck you if you're the person that leaves peanut butter on a spoon in a sink. Fuck you.
My little sweet pie does that every day.
Not her, obviously. Sweet pie doesn't know any better.
Anyone but sweet pie. Fuck you.
It's infuriating.
You're a monster.
Nate, when it could have been prevented with... 1 second of proactivity. Even when the spoon is placed in a half full mug, it leaves a disgusting mess floating in the mug. Rinse that shit off. Sneaky, seemingly personal mailing ads are not only a waste of time, our time, but also bad for the environment. Great point, Nate. And Comcast's limited on-demand selection is fucking ridiculous. For as much as I pay them every month, great grievances, gentlemen. I also want to point out that Jay did a funny flailing impersonation of a baby being dropped from the 10th floor of a building at 144.46 of the YouTube feed, and it was a better beat drop moment than anything E has ever done during his EDM demonstrations in studio.
E, what say you?
He's so mediocre at best in everything that he does that he isn't even the best EDM dancer on the podcast. Dictated but not read, Nate. He is in full stew. It's been a long time since he's been this stewy.
There's nothing to say to any of this stuff. What do I care?
If only we had one more show this week, I think he would burst.
He might. Know? Yeah, we're getting to the point.
I'm going to let you know what? To all those people, as soon as I get in my car, whenever I'm out of here, I put on Pandora, EDM stations, and I don't give a shit about anything that you guys say or anything that you think.
But right now,
I believe that's true. In the room, he does.
I don't lose any sleep, and I don't care the minute I leave this house. Just FYI.
That is true. I do believe him when he says that. He leaves here, closes the door to his car. And he's in a kaleidoscope.
It's off to a venture, whatever the day brings.
Hell yeah.
California Kelly
puts
writes
on
in.
Some mushroom head and it's off for whatever his name is.
California Kelly writes in, hey guys, regarding your junk mail grievance, my brother-in-law stockpiles flyers, inserts crap that comes in the mail and watches for anything contained containing a prepaid, pre-addressed envelope. So you can picture what this is, you know, like, oh, send us this back, you know, send us your thoughts on this. And here's a prepaid, pre-addressed envelope.
Yeah.
And then he stuffs the shit in there. Stuffs all this crap that he's been keeping. His refuse to the unsuspecting company. That was a pretty good idea. Therapeutic. You know, I have done that a few times. I'll just take other shit and put it in there. But then it's like, dude, how much time are you going to spend on this, you know?
Yeah.
And you know that the real people aren't answering those mails. It's just some intern or very low some level. Dude.
The message isn't being sent.
Yeah. No, God, no. He's not going up to the head of the company and, sir, we're getting a lot of mail back. And these
kicking
people are,
in doors.
Where is he?
Yeah, didn't Kramer do that? Didn't Kramer take like a mountain of junk mail from some company and bundle it up and take it to him?
The company, I don't know. It was some company.
Looking for the boss.
And yeah, they kept sending a magazine. So then he went to the company like, you want this? And he just threw the bundle of like their magazines back in there or something. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I don't remember.
Huh. I too get personally offended, says California Kelly, regarding fake mail. Or
Pottery Barn. That's what it was. Pottery Barn.
Or customized clickbait. I vow never to buy anything from a company that just casts a line hoping for a sucker. Cheers. Yeah, that's a good practice, I think. Josh writes in concerning Backdoor Man. Remember we had the license plate Backdoor Man and we were like, ugh, what a douche.
Yeah, we were hoping that he only sold back doors
to
houses, but we acknowledged that that was probably a long shot.
Well, Josh points out that we're missing that he may just be a blues fan. There's a fairly not guilty explanation for this, far from innocent, but there are many, many lyrical references in the blues to the state of being. The man running out, sneaking in your back door for the purpose of getting a little loving from your girl.
Hell yeah.
Or your backdoor man as referencing the state of someone proclaiming that they are in fact or intend to be said man running out / sneaking in your back door to get some from your sweet little angel. Come on, guys. Get a little culture and break out some Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, or John Lee Hooker. I'm a blues fanatic. Sorry. Maybe this is just a giant nothing burger of a response.
No, he's right. I get those responses. I think we're well aware of the backdoor man sneaking in to bang your girl. And,
well, Zeppelin,
but
Hold Out of Love, right?
Yeah.
I want to be your backdoor man.
But backdoor man also could be like
a
guy that likes just a butt fucking chicks, you know? Yeah.
I tend to think he's probably just a douche.
Yeah.
This will be hilarious. I'm a backdoor man and everyone's going to know it.
When people,
you're going to date me, you're taking it in the shitter.
I've never met somebody who has something like that. Like they want to tell other people also that like, yeah, I get tons of compliments on it. I always get people like, that's hilarious. You know what I mean?
On the vanity plate, you mean?
No, I'm saying people like have stuff like that. Like a guy who would have the backdoor man thinking it'd be funny. Like he'll tell people unsolicitedly like, yeah, I get people all the time telling me this is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Sure you do.
Yeah, it's really throwing a badge on yourself like 24/7. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen those fuck it stickers where there's a guy like humping an it, the word it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know.
Like, I know the guy taking the whiz
for a second.
Oh, was the, huge. Yeah, Calvin. Calvin was it Calvin? Nick's mom is the one I can't get over because I think if I was Nick... My mom having a Mike's mom license plate, I would just think like you are such a helicopter twat of a mom. Go away.
Get a life, mom.
Yeah, no. No. You can't have that. Nick's mom, shame on you.
You can't have Riff either. That's taken.
Yeah.
The Tiger scandal agreement. Remember the Tiger had access to his kids as long as he didn't get involved in a public scandal.
Sure. We
were kind of laughing at that.
Yeah.
Jay writes in, different Jay. The wording was likely worked out in some sort of mediation agreement, so his ex-wife might have asked for or wanted zero tolerance of a public scandal, and Tiger had to negotiate down to the terms reported in the news. In Michigan, at least, a divorce will default to the state standard of shared parenting unless the two parties can come to a resolution through mediation. Dude, that sucks, you know? None of us in this room were ever part of a divorce, unless I'm missing something, righty?
No.
I mean, that just sucks.
I think Nana was divorced a handful of times, but that was before E was born.
Was she really married?
Yeah.
You know?
All up for debate. And much younger time. You know, she just wasn't going to put up with shit.
God rest her soul.
Oh, I miss Nana every day.
I saw a Great American Beaver the other day, and I thought,
yeah,
Nana is well.
Yeah.
Nana is well.
Ride the lightning, Nana.
Gentlemen, we will save the rest for next week.
Yeah, very good.
Bid you all adieu. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes. Have a great weekend, everybody. E, are you doing anything special? Do you have anything we need to mention?
No.
Next week, you got stand-up at Ridley's. Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday
night. On the break, I'm sure you got that information that you were saying you didn't have,
it's
and you're ready
website,
to.
So
is it right now?
Go to the website. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I can hear.
That's okay. We're out of time. The end of the show music has been playing under us, so I mean, it's we're out
can't
of time.
Can you hear anything?
I mean, I can't even say like thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week because I ran out of time.
You've been listening to the Detroit Cast with your hosts Mike and Jay. From all of us at Radio for One Studios, thank you for listening, and as always, thank you, Detroit.